This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. You're listening to the Scarf Pagara War, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. And charity partners with Mentel. For county fans, by county fans.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Scarf Pagara War with me, Russ Johnson. I'm joined by Stuart from the Railway Men podcast to preview Tuesday's game. Hi, Stuart, you okay, mate?
Yeah, all good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Good, good, good. Okay, so Tuesday's game. So Crewe Alexander just sneaked into the automatic promotion places ahead of arch nemesis and rivals Hollywood FC from our perspective. Just going back to the game we had earlier in the season, obviously we came out 2-0 winners, really good result from us. How have you fared since then? Obviously you're doing really well and managed to sneak into those automatics.
Yeah, we're doing okay. It's weird. We moved into the automatics for the first time, I think, since that game against you earlier in the season. But yesterday was a bit flat. We beat Crawley 1-0 at home. It wasn't a very good performance. We sort of ground it out. It's an odd season. We are surpassing everyone's expectations, and yet everything seems to keep going wrong for us. You know, we keep getting players injured. I know everyone gets injuries, but we haven't got a big squad. So it's an odd question. Ecstatic with where we are, but the football on show at the moment isn't particularly tremendous. I think when we played you earlier in the season, the performance there, well, the idea behind the performance was to try to sort of nullify you and grab a goal, which wasn't how we were playing at that point. You know, we were leading scorers in the country at that point. That's died off now. We've lost a lot of creative midfield, midfield creativity. Jack Powell getting injured in the game against you. Joel Taverner getting injured in the game against Harrogate a couple of weeks later. We're not creating as much. We're defensively solid, but we aren't as good going forward. So it's quite a different crew team now than the one we played in October. But having said that, you know, we've just been to Barrow in January and beat them. We've just been to Mansfield in January and beaten them. And they had two home records that were undefeated this season. So we are getting results and we are playing well, but at the same time, it's not free-flowing football. It's grinding out wins, which sometimes that's what promoted teams need to do. And we're not really allowed to talk about the P word just yet. You know, we've just snuck in there, but it's something we can have a discussion about for sure.
Is there a sense that you're overachieving then with do you feel like you've got some structure, got some objective, you know, you've got a plan and you're heading towards that, or is it more like you just find yourselves in third place?
No, we are overachieving. I don't know how well you guys listen to, or how much you listen to, like, you know, the EFL pundits or podcasts or anything like that. I was listening to the League Two preview for Not the Top 20. I was on holiday. I was driving a car. And I said to my wife, don't worry, Crewe won't be in for the first 15, 20 minutes. I think they'll put us mid-table and I think we'll be a bit better. I was genuinely shocked to hear they had us 21st. I thought we weren't going to be top. You know, I was not surprised to hear you, Wrexham, Mansfield all at the top, but I didn't think we were going to be anywhere near 21st. But, you know, at the moment, we are splitting you and Mansfield and Wrexham, which, you know, I think everyone can be happy about. So we absolutely are overachieving. You know, Gab Sutton, I think he had us at 18th, and he's pretty much spot on normally with what he knows. So it has come a little bit out of the blue. So, I mean, what Lee Bell is doing is phenomenal. But again, it all goes down to the work of the club. From when you guys were last in League Two, not a lot has changed in terms of the way the club is run in terms of what's important. It's the academy players. They tend to get precedent. They tend to get more focus. They tend to get pushed into the first team. That's still there. That is something that we're all still very proud of. Conor O'Riordan has just been sold to Blackburn for $500,000 in January. That's all there. The process is still there. Lee Bell is part of that process. You know, he was a coach. Then he became under 18 manager. Then he became under 23 manager. Then he became assistant coach. And now he is the manager. It is part of this Crewe Alexandra way, which is a really awful phrase that no one really likes to say. But I think it's valid in this instance. So to answer your question, yes and yes, we are overachieving. But we're also, it's all because of the hard work and the process. It's not luck. You know, we're in February now. We aren't third by luck. We are third on merit. And that is the way it is. But it is due to a lot of things going well this year, despite the awful injuries we seem to keep getting.
Yeah, I mean, certain fans of an age, including myself, look at your youth system with envy, I suppose. It's definitely in the 90s, and it sounds like you've carried that on. You know, Seth Johnson, Danny Murphy, Robbie Savage, to name just three. I'm sure there's lots more. Current squad then, Mickey Dimitriou seems to be the player that's standing out for you. If I'm right in saying, he's also your top scorer with six as a defender. Are you generally spreading the workload around, or is there any particular players that are
involved? He's not top scorer for the squad. I think all three of our strikers are close to or in double figures. So it's Elliot Nevitt, Chris Long, and Courtney Baker Richardson. But I think we are spreading the goals out. I had a little look at you guys. I think you've scored that 17 different goal scorers.
Yeah.
I think we're on 16, and I don't think there's anyone else in League Two that comes close to those two numbers in terms of different goal scorers this year. I think every single one of our outfield players that have played until January, when we got a couple of loans in, has scored, barring our reserve right back. So we are spreading the goals around. Who's our star player? I mean, you would have to look quite hard to go past Mickey. We signed him on a free from Newport this year. He came in to replace Rod McDonald, who turned down a one-year deal to go and sign a two-year deal at Harrogate. And people were a bit upset about that, you know, losing players to Harrogate.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Away days with County are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
People have forgotten that Rod McDonald exists. Mickey Dimitriou is such a good player. He's such a good player at everything he does as a defender, but also the other stuff as well, as a leader. He's not an old man, but he is an elder statesman in a young Crewe squad. And he has the effect of telling them what they need to do to win football matches. You know, that important thing that I think sometimes gets lost with Crewe Academy players in. We have to play football the right way. We learn how to play football the right way. And then all of a sudden, when they get to men's football, it is, yes, you have to do that, but winning games is way more important at professional level than youth level. I think he's been really, really good at helping that change into the result comes first. The other players I would like to pick out would be Luke Offord, our captain. He's a centre-back by trade, but he's been moved into what is, you know, referred to as the N'Golo Kante role. And since he's moved into that role, I think our average XG against is 0.5 per game. He's just excelled. He's quite short for a centre-back, but his reading is phenomenal. So in this role, he's just shielding the back four and the goalkeeper so well. And we are grinding out games. I think part of that is because we're not conceding as many chances with him there. But by putting a defender in midfield, we're losing a bit of that creativity. But if we were to win every game from now until the end of the season 1-0, then you would not argue with that. So, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah, no, fair enough. On to Tuesday then. I mean, in the last five matches, you've won three, suffered a defeat against Salford. What's the thinking coming into Tuesday then? Obviously, top of the league, going away into what is going to be probably a full house at Edgeley Park. How are you feeling about that match, and what do you think the outcome is going to be, and how were you set up?
Well, there's quite a few questions there. I'll start with the how am I feeling. The Stockport game, I don't think we've given you a proper game since you've been promoted from the non-league. Last year, Boxing Day was atrocious. That was us at our lowest ebb, the 3-0 defeat. We were still recovering from the relegation the year before. We'd had a manager change. We had players on contract that shouldn't be anywhere near football league level. I think that was it. That and the game against Barrow that came before or after, I can't remember which way round it was now, was just awful. And then we got a little bit of pride back with the 1-1 draw, but again, last season was a bit of a write-off. The home game, I was hoping to have a bit more of a game, hoping to have a bit more of a go at Stockport, who were top of the league at the time. Us getting Jack Powell injured in that game, he's not played since, he won't be back till next season, was a big blow because he's our creative midfielder. So I think the idea was to set up to stop you playing and then try and nick something almost like an away team. And I think Jack Powell going off injured was the worst possible situation that we could have had. And from that point, we were just clinging on. And then, you know, one goal then led to two, and that was it. We lost the game. So how am I feeling about Tuesday? I hope we have a go. I really do. I hope we can put in a good performance. It will be a good game. You know, Stockport, most Crewe fans look to Port Vale as our big local rivals. Because I'm from Holmes Chapel, Stockport and Crewe is on my local train line, so I always look forward to the Stockport games more. So I do consider this a big game. I know I'm in the minority of Crewe fans by saying it's one of our biggest games. But I really hope we give it a go. I really hope we put you under a bit of pressure. Again, nervous. The squad you've got is ridiculous. Any League Two team that can put Callum Camps and Nick Powell out in midfield, I mean, that is ridiculous. I'll use the word again. So, yeah, I just want us to have a go and to show that we're not third on merit. So we're not third by luck or by chance. It is merit. And to not be scared. We weren't scared at Mansfield. We weren't scared at Barrow. So there's no reason to be scared at Stockport either.
Fair enough. Last question then. What's your prediction for the score?
Let's go with a season leveler upper and say 2-0 the away team, just like in October.
Fair enough. I thought he was going to go for a draw then and be optimistic.
No, I always go for a Crewe win, even in the relegation season, away at whoever won the league, whatever it was, Sunderland, 4-0 Crewe every time. You've got to be positive.
Fair enough. I love it. Cheers, Stuart. Thank you very much for coming on, Stu. I really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody for listening. And do rate and review us whenever, whatever podcast player you are listening to us on. And thank you very much. Cheers, Stu. Enjoy Tuesday as much as you can.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah.
It's the 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.